Although the city of Buda in northern Norway is ostensibly the capital of culture in 2024, the programme which we've been looking at this week spans several hundred kilometres deeper into the Arctic Circle, including to Hamarøy, to the childhood home of Nobel Prize-winning Norwegian novelist Knut Hamsun. The disgraced novelist was a keen admirer of Hitler, both before and after the war, who visited America and produced ignorant racist commentary on the black population there, but also held deeply racist views about the indigenous Sami of his own neighbourhood, notably in the Nobel-cited novel The Growth of the Soil. But for some, most strikingly Karl Ove Nusgaard, Hamsun remains a fascinating artist. For Buda 2024, the museum that bears his name in Hamarøy is running a series of events, including an exhibition called The Controversial Hamsun. Culturefile visited the Hamsun Centre to hear about the aims and dangers of the work.
So in different places throughout Hamsun's writing, the sound which we are hearing right now from the stream, he's coming back to it. It's a stream of Glimma. The area is called Glimma. And often it's connected to childhood memories, to homesickness. Yeah. So which also makes this placing so interesting, especially for people very connected to Hamsun, is that we know he had a rough time, and we know that he was like walking in this woods, and that this woods and this area was inspiring him for his writing. Yeah. My name is Solveig Hirsch. I am the director of Hamsun Center in Hamarøy in Norway. 40 years ago, they started this Hamsun Days, the festival. It was one of the first festivals in the north of Norway, cultural festivals. And a lot of people from that time and from that festival, they were like struggling. They wanted to make a museum. It wanted to be a Hamsun museum in Hamarøy. So the municipality in Nordland, they decided they wanted to try to go for it. So in 1994, they contacted an American architect. He's called Stephen Hall. He was kind of like a shooting star at that time, a long time ago. And he came to Hamarøy. He had some of Hamsun's writing in his luggage, I think. He was very interested in the early authorship of Hamsun, like Hunger, Pan, and Mysteries. And he started drawing sketches. And he decided for his project that he wanted to make a building that should be like a body. So it's like this center has got no straight angles. It's like everything is like a bit chaotic. So we are now taking a walk upstairs. Then prepared, we are going into this modernistic young mind. Yeah. So this is the exhibition about the controversial Hamsun. I start with a quote, a famous Hamsun quote. I am like the salmon. I have to go against the current. I have to.
To be controversial is a duality in the terms both negative and positive. You can be controversial in a positive way if you're fighting the power, or you're kind of hitting from below, or what you're doing, so we're trying to show both of those things. I'm Per Elling Braseth Ellingsen, working as a project manager at the Hamsun Center in Hamarøy, Norway. We're trying to create a safe space for having difficult conversations today. Right now, I'm sitting on a stage, which is part of the exhibition, and in a chair. But this stage will also be used for conversations around controversial themes. For example, Hamsun and his relationship and how we describe the Sami, the indigenous people where we live. There are as many all of the controversial topics, or most of the controversial topics that Hamsun was controversial about in his time, are still relevant today. The entire woke cancellation debate, Should we indeed read Hamsun? Should we talk about him? What can we use Hamsun for today? So that's what we're trying to create on this floor. There was a polarizing debate going on after the Great War, where either you were for or against Germany or for or against Great Britain. That was really overall polarizing landscape. So it wasn't an uncommon position to have to be either pro Germany, they were treated too harshly after the Great War, or pro Great Britain as the victors after the Great War. But still, Hamsun was kind of radicalized to a point where he fully, as you can see in this exhibition, he wrote, I'm sure in his eyes, a moving eulogy over Hitler when he died. He supported Quisling and his National Party, which was the local Nazi party in Norway during the Second World War. He supported the invasion. He supported, wanted the Norwegian people to lay their arms down and stop resisting. He pretty much said everything that, in hindsight and during the Second World War, was seen as letting down his country and his fatherland and so forth and so forth. It was and still is a special case his accomplishments, if you can call it that, during the Second World War is still, when I work on creating this exhibition together with my colleagues, there are stuff that you just have to shake your head in disbelief of what he said and what he meant. And we have an entire wall full of his opinions and quotes that are meant to wake people up when they come into the exhibition here.
There's a lovely one very close to us there that says, "Blood and fire everywhere, no compassion, no mercy." And that's from 1942. Yeah. So it's pretty specific.
Yeah, it is.
"Of all, Hitler is the one who has spoken to my heart," 1941.
Yeah, that's the level we're on here. And he had the pen, power through the pen, and power through the position that he had built up. So that's why we some talk about the national trauma of Hamsun, which was so beloved as an author and so hated for his politics.
The controversial Hamsun there, and we'll have more from the Hamsun Center in Hamarøy next time on Culture File.